Hey guys, today we want to talk about the power of sales systems and what are they and what can they do for your business. I decided to share this because this was a testimony or a case study, should I say, of just someone being able to go from buying a $7 product to buying a $7,000 plus program from me. And I wanted to just share what that looks like without me having to do very much for that journey to happen, right? Because it's someone who was cold, didn't know who I was, wasn't a referral, wasn't in my Facebook community, just someone who never heard of me. Within 14 days, they were able to find out who I was, like what I do, trust I can deliver, and invest in it. And I wanted to share with you the power of sales systems today. Stay tuned, guys. Hey friends, if you want to stand out and grow a highly successful online business using your God-given gifts and expertise, you are in the right place. Tired of constantly posting on social media with little or no financial return? That's not God's plan for you. His word teaches how to simplify and streamline so you can have the abundant life that you were called to. Hey there, I'm Bukkie Okoha, Kingdom Business Coach and online marketing and sales strategist who has used biblical principles to create multiple six figures and a business that I absolutely love using my gifts and talents. Interested in doing that too? Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink as you learn how to create your abundant life and business on purpose, for purpose, with God's word at the center. Let's get to it. So, guys, why we're going into this is because I love talking about sales systems. I love talking about systems to create wealth and systems to generate revenue. Why do I love to do that? Because in my business, I have experienced the hustle and grind of being on that wheel of continuously being visible online, posting content, doing all the things every single day, and reaping little or no return on my time investment. And at the time, I was a mother of a young baby, and I was just a lot. And I didn't know any better until I really got wisdom from God's word and obviously from coaches that I've actually been under their program as well to really see actually there's a better way to do this, right? And so I was sold on the idea of building sales systems on making my life easier. But I was sold even more so when God gave me the scripture that I believe will change your life if you let it, all right? And the scripture is very simple. It's Proverbs 23, verse 4. And it says, do not overwork to be rich. Very, very simple. There's so many versions of this. It says, do not weary yourself with the overwhelming gain, right? Or to acquire overwhelming gain. If you go into Bible Gateway and you actually go ahead and put Proverbs 23, verse 4 into the search and read through the different versions of this, it will make you stop and think. Okay. It says here in the ERV version, don't ruin your health trying to get rich. Okay. It says, do not wear yourself out getting rich. It says, weary not thyself to become rich. Seize from thy own intelligence, right? That's the Derby version I've seen here, right? It says, do not labor to be rich. Seize from thine own wisdom. KJV says, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Like, so when you are someone like me who's been just, like I've been an entrepreneur, excuse me, entrepreneur for some time now, for about 10 years. And, during that season, there's been ups and downs. And throughout that season, some of it was like really like a hustle and a grind. And I was like, surely, surely, Lord, this is not the plan you had for me. Like, surely, like, yes, we're meant to work. So it's not about not working, it's about working smart. So it says, listen, seize from thine own wisdom and get godly wisdom and godly counsel and do things in a smart way. That, like, before I moved into sales systems fully, I was hustling. I was spending maybe 3 to 4 hours a day on growing my audience on social media. And I'm telling you for facts, like when I first started my social media journey, I would go to YouTube like this and I would find, how do I grow my following? How do I do this? How do I do that? I would be on my Instagram, for example, messaging and talking to people and growing it all organically. I would spend about an hour or so do that in the morning, an hour in the evening. I'll be creating content. So altogether, we're talking about at least 4 hours just for marketing alone. This is not including you preparing your packages or serving your clients. It's just you doing the marketing thing. And if you have other things doing, like I was in ministry, I had a baby, I was like still trying to sort out my other business. I had lots of things going on. And to do that, it's pretty exhausting. And let me be real, the online space, the for business owners, to they make it sound as if it's this click a button and then magic happens. It's not that, right? So it can be very exhausting if you don't know the key things to do to really get traction. And so I was like, no, I'm sorry, there's an easy way to do this, and I'm gonna keep it simple, right? And then when I decided to invest in learning and building a sales system, it changed the game for me completely. So when I talk about the case study, it's a very small case study, really. It's about one client, right? But my point is the journey of that compared to not having a sales system. So not having a sales system, what you're looking at is, yes, you're posting on social media, you're growing your audience, you're going live, which I still recommend you do consistently. You're having conversations, you're inviting people to phone calls, you're in the DMs, having conversations, doing all of that thing to do what? To nurture somebody. Because when you want to buy someone, wants, listen, the buying and selling game does not change. I don't care about social media. I don't care about whatever platform you're on. The buying and the selling game does not change. If someone wants to buy from you, they have to first know you exist. They have to like what you do, and they have to trust that you can deliver. I said that they have to know what they know that you exist. They have to like what you do, and they can trust that you deliver. And that's a part of, so if you all know this, if you wanted to get into a relationship with somebody, you're not going to just go and say, oh, you know, hey, Mr. James Smith, right? Like, lovely meeting you. Let's go get married, right? It doesn't happen like that, right? There's a whole point of knowing who you are, getting to know, to nurture, right? And so the whole buying and selling game does not change when you come online. Like, it's the same everywhere, in every country, every nation. So if someone's going to buy from you, there has to be that process of they have to know you exist, they have to like what you do, and they have to trust you can deliver. It's simple. They know, like, and trust. So that happens regardless of how you do it. So the difference between having a sales system and not having a sales system is this: when you don't have a sales system, you have to kind of manually nurture and manually do the thing. And you have to be showing up all the time, which you have to do even if you have a sales system, but it's much less grind and hustle. So what's happening is you have to be visible a lot of the time, because your ideal client has to know that you exist, right? So you have to show that you are wise in your field. You have to show that you can deliver. You have to show these things, and you have to show up and do this all the time through your content, through your posting, through your video, all the things. But when you have a sales system, so you have, let's call it a funnel, right? So for ease of a funnel, basically you have something working in the background for you that makes people aware of who you are, that basically takes them on a journey of liking you and then building trust in them while you are sleeping. It's a game changer. So you now no longer have to overwork to get the money that you desire. So what my sales system actually is, this is a very short video, make sure you just really understand the power of sales system. So again, if you're not part of my challenge, I encourage you to join it, because I'm going to be breaking down sales systems. There are different types of sales systems online. There are different ways to get a cold person, someone who has never met you before, to buy. And the more advanced, or the more the better your sales system is, guess what? The quicker someone will go from not knowing you to invest in you. So the journey I'm giving you is about a 14-day span of someone not knowing who I am, seeing my low ticket digital product that is high value, by the way. It's not a random run of the mill thing. It's a high value product that allows them to find out more about who I am and digest that information, so they get to know me by opting in and buying it. They show intent because they've bought this thing and they said, oh, actually, I had this problem, I want it solved. So they're happy to invest a little bit of money to kind of get that problem solved. Now I bring them into my world, and then I showcase something that they are interested in going further along, because I've built that know, like, and trust factor behind the scenes. So now when I present a higher ticket offering and say, listen, I can help you for a longer period of time, and this is what the investment is, there'll be less resistance because they've got to know me along the way very quickly. Now, if you don't have a sales system in place, then what will happen is, yeah, it can still happen, you know, as well, but it'll take a longer time. So I have people, for example, in my Facebook group that know of me, but they're not ready to invest yet, or they don't feel it's time yet, because most people, right, in an audience of maybe say 100 people, 1% of those people are ready, willing, and able to buy at that time. So here the problem is that now you have a group of people that if you don't grow that following out of a group of 100 people, maybe only maybe one or even two, let's say 3%, if you're lucky, are actually willing and able to invest at that time. And so your numbers are very, very small. So when you have a sales system, which is actually always bringing people into your world and they're going through the funnel, if you're on holiday, if you are, you know, you're not online, you're not really taking a break off, your business still works. And so the difference here is that a lot of people are working their business as a glorified job. So actually you say you're a business owner, but you are self-employed and you are the employee. And so you want to shift. If you know Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, you want to move from the bottom left, which is self-employed, to the top right, where you're a business owner. And the business owner, what's the difference between a self-employed person and a business owner? You have a system that works for you, a system that whether you are on it or you're not on it, the system is working for you. So if you really want to be a business owner, if you really want to create wealth, you have to get yourself out of the business and you have to work through that. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. So let me not tell you what's not. It does not happen overnight. It happens over time, but you have to have know what you're doing, know what the plan is. And when you know what the plan is, it feels excitement to get that plan executed so that you can finally really enjoy the business that God has called you to, because the business has been called to serve others and not to make you grind and hustle and be depressed and be, you know, sad and all these kind of things that come with being a business owner if you don't know how to do it properly. So my call to you is, I would just say, is this: really do business smart. Begin to think about building something that will actually reap a return while you are resting, while you are sleeping, so that you can really work on the things that you enjoy working on. And again, I will say one more time, if you haven't yet joined the challenge, make sure you join. The link will be somewhere along this video or on the audio, wherever you're seeing this or listening to this, there'll be a link to join. But join now, because we've already started, I believe, by the time you listen to this, all right? So hope that's blessed you. I hope that gives you some kind of insight, and I will see you in the next video. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye. Hey friends, I hope you loved today's episode and have taken something practical away to apply today. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with somebody else who needs a breakthrough in this area? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you would take 30 seconds to leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts. Lastly, come along and watch my free training where I'll teach you the exact systems I use online to land at least 3 high-paying clients in 30 days or less. Watch right now at bookieekoa.com. I'll see you on the other side. God's blessings. Take care.